Unit 42, How Hollywood Went Hollywood. The land of tinsel and glitter hasn't always shone as brightly as it does today. For most people, Hollywood is synonymous with movies, glamour, and fast living. Yet this commonly held image could not be more diametrically opposed to what the town's founders intended. Horace Wilcox, the leader of the Temperance Society, was one of the early developers of the area. In fact, his wife gave Hollywood its name. After acquiring the land for the community in 1887, Wilcox established an orchard, built homes and churches, and planned for parks and libraries, intending the village to be a model community. Wilcox and the society declared that only those who abstained from alcohol could settle there. Hollywood existed as its founders intended for over 20 years. In 1900, there were fewer than 500 residents. No one carried firearms, and there was no jail, as crime was practically non-existent. The mayor served without pay as a public service, and the town's trustees held only a single annual meeting. But this quiet and bliss were destined to end. In 1910, the residents voted to join with the city of Los Angeles in order to gain access to the city's water supply. The following year, the first motion picture studio was established, and from then on, the industry grew rapidly. Hollywood today is universally considered the movie capital of the world. With its large population and its image of opulence and excess, the city is a far cry from the small temperance community of its origins.